For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Like a lot of recent college graduates, Claire Donahue is spending time at the pool this summer. A lot of time. She's training to make the American swimming team that will go on to the Olympics next month. And as Joe Corcoran reports, a big part of that training is making sure she's not her biggest opponent.
Hey, hold it there on this one. Good.
This is Claire Donahue's world. Swimming here at the WKU pool or at Bowling Green's Russell Sims Aquatic Center for 2.5 hours a day, 6 days a week, all to get her body in the best shape it can be for less than 1 minute of swimming the 100-meter butterfly.
To be able to come this close to my ultimate dream, I mean, I've been dreaming to go to the Olympics since I was 10 years old, but now that I'm actually within arm's reach of this, it's like huge to me and almost sometimes doesn't even seem real.
But it is real. Claire is one of the favorites to not only qualify for the U.S. team today and tomorrow at the trials in Omaha, a lot of people are already touting her as winning the gold medal in London. She set records in high school and in college and finished second in last summer's nationals and has only gotten faster since then. Only the top two finishers in this week's trials make the U.S. team and go on to London, and with just hundredths of a second separating first and last, Claire realized she had to work on her mind as well as her body.
And I've done everything I can, mentally, physically, in the water, out of the water, to make myself better. So I think that's a huge part in building my confidence as well, as knowing that I'm going to do the best I can when I go and race. But it really comes down to the actual training every single day and the monotony of it and getting through that and really pushing.
So 6 months ago, she started working with a sports psychologist.
I've been working on my, I guess, attitude and thinking positive, taking negative thoughts, recognizing them, and then turning them into positive. Even if it kind of boosts my confidence a little bit, I can tell that I go a little bit faster.
WKU psychology professor Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld is one of three faculty members who work part-time with athletes. She started working with Western's women's basketball team as far back as 1983. Now helps the women's volleyball team. She admits there used to be a stigma about working with a psychologist, but over the past couple of decades, most elite athletes now do. With Claire, it was about building confidence and focusing on the positive instead of the negative. She calls it positive self-talk.
Positive self-talk and building confidence for the Olympic trials and learning those skills, where it's actually a skill to be able to recognize negative self-talk, to stop it and replace it with positive self-talk. So we started working on that from day one.
They also had to work on specifics. Dr. Schoenfeld says she had to become almost an expert in swimming herself. The 100-meter butterfly is two lengths over the pool. Claire's posted world record times for the first half of many of her races, only to slow down for the second 50 meters. They decided to focus on her kick off the wall at her turn.
You can imagine how important that is. And one of the things that Claire would articulate to me what is important in the turn, then we would come up with some self-talk that provided a performance cue about what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to see the wall, then push really hard and keep her knees tucked up. So we came up with a saying, see the wall, give it your all, knees tucked.
Claire says she's confident going into this week's trials, and working to focus on the positive has helped her set her goals correctly.
I want to have just a good race. I want the race to go well. That's another one of my goals. And then I want to go faster. So, I mean, if I were to do one or two or all of those things, I think I would be happy. Of course, I would be upset if I didn't get to go to the Olympics, but in the long run, I would be happy.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Dan Modlin. WKU swimmer Claire Donahue says it's the culmination of a lifelong dream. She qualified for the U.S. Olympic swimming team at the trials in Omaha, Nebraska last night. She finished second in her specialty, the 100-meter butterfly. It was a tough field with five other swimmers in the race who were members of the 2008 Olympic team that went to Beijing. Joe Corcoran spoke with Claire this morning, just hours after her race, about what it feels like to be an Olympian.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
When did it hit you that you are now an Olympic team member?
Well, it's kind of been a slow process. I was telling someone earlier that it's just like this huge thing. So it's like it's sunk in, but there's still so much more to sink in. I don't know. I think the first part of it started obviously when I saw, I looked up at the scoreboard or the clock and saw the number two beside my name. And there's just, pure joy after that. It hasn't stopped since.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. Did how was the race for you? Do you think you swam a good race?
Yeah, I was actually really happy with it. I swam it. I mean, when I got up in the blocks, I was going to swim it like I usually do, go out, you know, as fast as I usually do. And I'm usually about first at the wall, and that's like kind of my forte. But I actually wasn't first. I think I was like third or fourth at the wall. And I actually, the only bad part about my entire race was my turn, which was very minimal. But so I was a little worried at the turn, but then and then that kind of slipped in my mind because, you know, I still had another 50. So at the last 50 went so well. You know, I've been training a lot of distance fly to get my second 50 faster because that's when I usually die. And I think, I mean, tonight or last night really paid off. All my hard work has really paid off because I was able to really hold on and actually build a little bit and pass some people, which is very rare for me in the last 50 to do. So overall, I thought the race went really well.
Yeah, 57, a good time for
you. Yeah, it was a great time, yeah. Best time by, half a second, which is huge. So.
Yeah. Have you been answering texts and emails by the hundreds since the race?
I mean, I've gone a lot, but I've just started to skim some of them this morning. But
was your family able to be there?
Yeah, my mom and dad and my brother, and then some of my aunt and uncle and cousins, and actually some people from Bowling Green were came to watch me as well.
That must have been a big thrill for them.
Yeah, I'm sure. And oh my gosh, my mom, I didn't get to see her until a little bit after because I had to warm down. But my mom and dad, and I think my brother too. A lot of people, everyone that was there for me said they were like crying, and like my sister, she's at home, and she said she was crying, and like my mom couldn't even hear when she was talking,
oh, wow.
And like couldn't stop for like 15 minutes. So.
Now,
cool.
What's your schedule between now and the end of July when you go to the Olympics?
I mean, I'm not sure specifically. I haven't really talked to my coach, but I'm pretty sure I'll come back to Bowling Green for a few days. And then on a certain date, the Olympic team has to meet in Knoxville, which is my hometown, so that's pretty cool. But we're training there for about 9 days, and then we'll go somewhere in Europe to train for a little while. And then go to London, and then the games begin.
Claire has one more race at the trials in Omaha, the 200-meter butterfly, tomorrow before she gets back home and starts focusing on the Olympics. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. And good morning. Coming up on 10 minutes before 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern, I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. One of the stars of the London Olympics in July was the women's swimming team, and one of the stars of that team was WKU swimmer Claire Donahue. Claire came back home with a gold medal as part of one of their relay teams, and she's back in Bowling Green now, and Claire Donahue joins us live in the studio now. Claire, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Are you, you realize, like, for the rest of your life now, you're going to be introduced as Olympic gold medal winning Claire Donahue, right?
Yeah, I know. It feels very weird for when, I mean, every time someone says that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
We're actually, you brought your gold medal with you. It's, I got to say, it's pretty impressive. It's an impressive thing. What are you going to do with the medal? Where are you going to keep it?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of keeping it close by for now just because going to different places where people want to see it. And then I guess I'll decide later. You know, a lot of people will keep them in their sock drawers or keep them in a safe. So there's a lot of different options, I think.
You know, a lot of work, obviously, going into the Olympics, a lot of pressure on you. Overall, was the Olympic experience fun?
Oh, yeah. When I went into, you know, the trials and the Olympics, one of the things I made sure I was doing was staying relaxed and having fun. And even the veterans, Olympic veterans, told us, you know, it is the Olympics, but it's still just a meet. And with that, I mean, one of my favorite things about swimming is racing. And there's so many things that we got to do. I mean, I got to go to France. And then when we went to London, there were so many things, just like the racing and the people. And the venues. I mean, everything, like every single day there was something new and something exciting. I mean, I felt like a little kid running around.
Yeah, did it all feel like a whirlwind to you?
Yeah, even coming back, like everything, looking back on the past 2 months, it's been just amazing. And it still kind of continues, being able to speak at different schools and go different places. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's been over a month now since the London Games wrapped up, and you spent some of that time for some well-earned rest back home in Lenoir City, Tennessee. What kind of homecoming was that for you?
Yeah, that was really cool. I didn't actually get very, very much rest, but it was a lot of fun. I got back, and you know, they were very, you know, supportive, and I actually came back on the airplane and got a police escort ride home, so that was nice. And then just like everybody's been so excited for me and what I've done, and excited for my future as well. And it's not just Lenoir City. It's, you know, the entire Knoxville and East Tennessee and Tennessee. And there's just so many people that have been so supportive. And it's been awesome to see their response to everything.
Oh, imagine. I know your dad manages the Huck Finn Catfish Restaurant in Pigeon Forge. I bet they were all beside themselves at the restaurant.
Yeah, they actually named a dish after me, the fish and chips. It's the Claire Donahue special. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Excellent. So that's every bit as impressive as the gold medal.
Yeah.
Now, refresh our memory. You didn't actually swim in the gold medal winning relay, but you sure helped them get there.
Yeah. The way that works, the U.S. is so stacked. 90% of the time, what they do is they have four swimmers in the morning and then four different swimmers in finals. So I swam the prelims race with three different girls and raced. And all we had to do is get into the finals, and each one of us had an amazing race, very close to our best times. And then when the finals came up, there were four different girls swimming, and we got to watch it, which was, you know, it's very exciting to be able to swim it and get that gold, but it was very different, but also exciting to be able to watch our teammates and ourselves kind of get that gold.
In a way, I imagine it's a lot harder watching it and not being able to do anything about it, right?
Yeah, like my hands were tight the entire time, you know, cheering really loud. And yeah, you're like wanting to, like, you're like trying to make them go faster. It's it's kind of funny. But yeah, we were all really excited when they touched the wall. It's like, it's a very different feeling being able to watch it opposed to swim it.
Oh my God. That second one, when you finally realized we won, that must have just been unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. You know, I sat intentionally next to one of the girls that I swam in the relay with, and we were, like, hugging afterwards. We were like, oh, my gosh. And then, you know, looked up and looked for the other girls, and one of them was crying. And it was just a very emotional and a very exciting time. And then when they actually presented the medals to us, it was like, oh, my gosh, like this moment.
And, yeah, I'll bet.
You know, my goal was to go to the Olympics, and then to be able to get a gold medal was just amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. You touched on it there a second, that the camaraderie on the team seemed very real and very genuine, like you're all friends and all rooting for each other.
Yeah, oh, it definitely was. I mean, you know, people will say, you know, this is the closest a team's ever been or something like that, but it did. It felt very close. I mean, we're with each other for, you know, about a month, so and a few weeks, a little over 2 weeks before we actually race. And, you know, we're eating with each other, hanging out together all the time. So, you know, you get really close, and not just on a, oh, what's your best stroke kind of level, a very deep level. And I love that. I mean, it created like a family, and that's one of my favorite parts about swimming as well. And so, you know, I came out of that meet not just with a gold medal and being an Olympian, but with a lot of new friends.
That's great. You've been in contact with any of them since?
Or? Oh, yeah. A lot of us, still talk to each other. You know, there's different events that we have going on in the in a few months together. So, you know, we're excited to see each other, talking about what we're going to do when we see each other, those sorts of things.
Well, that's, again, you're leading right into my next question. Your future in swimming.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Olympics are 4 years away still. And but in the meantime, you're going to continue competitive swimming.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the Olympics is definitely a long-term goal of mine, but I have so many other meets and so many other goals that I want to succeed at. Like, we have a meet in Istanbul, Turkey in December that a lot of the same people will be at. So I'm really excited about that and be able to see them. And, you know, every 6 months there's another big meet coming up, and I'll go to a lot of different ones. So in between those 6 months. So
I'm planning on Olympics again in 2016?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to try for Rio 2016 in 4 years. And a lot of hard work and a lot of time, but I definitely want to do it.
Now, since you've been back in Bowling Green, you've spoken to students at a local elementary school, and you'll be speaking to WKU's freshman assembly later this afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you tell them, the students and young people?
Yeah, well, I've come so far and done so much with hard work, and I want people, you know, kids and adults, anybody, to know that it is possible. And I mean, you know, I've been dreaming of going to the Olympics since I was in middle school and elementary school, and wanting this for so long. And with hard work and with that drive and that passion for what you do, you can do anything. And it doesn't matter who you are.
You don't talk to them just about sports, but about whatever they choose to do in life.
Yeah, I mean, even with school, you know, I wasn't the best student and I struggled. And I mean, with anybody, whether it be school or music or art or whatever they choose to do, whether it be their job, I mean, if they want to excel or if they want to be better, I mean, that's how you get better, is to practice or do your homework or, you know, learn more about whatever you're doing.
You did a lot of homework in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Swimming, a lot. Laps, yeah. You're the first ever WKU athlete to win a gold for an American team at the Summer Olympics. Did you feel any extra added pressure for that or extra pride when you were out there? Did you bring the WKU family to London with you?
Yeah, not necessarily pressure, because, you know, I've kind of worked on those sorts of things, relaxing and things like that, really staying in control of my emotions. But when people responded to how I did, that was such a good feeling. And then to be able to finish not just for USA, but for WKU, that was something special, because they are so excited for me, and I'm so excited to be able to represent WKU well, and just the community as well, community of Bowling Green.
Well, they sure put them on the map, that's for sure. Claire, again, congratulations.
Thank
it's
you
so,
so
exciting,
much.
And thanks for coming in this morning. Continued success, and we'll be following your career as you go on.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You
coming up on 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern time, we'll be right back with our look at state and regional news right after this.